Welcome, Tale Tellers. It's great to have you back here at Stories, Fables, and Ghostly Tales, ready for our next chilling story. This is a real-life encounter involving shadow creatures. It's a short one, but it's definitely intense. Now before I start, if you enjoyed this short story, let me know with a like, subscribe, or a follow. It is people like you that help me get the exposure to keep me growing, which means more stories and more fun. Now, the title of this story is A Shadow in the Woods by Brickachu. During the summer right before I turned 13, I would often use my mum's cell phone to talk to my best friend for hours. To do this, I would often go outside and sit in the car with the doors locked. I lived in a trailer park just off I-70 in Missouri at the time, and I was far enough into the park that there was a patch of trees about 200 feet from my trailer. I could see it very clearly from my seat in the car. This particular night, I was about to hang up and head inside when I saw something odd out of the corner of my eye, right along the tree line. I tell my friend to hold on, just in case something bad was about to happen. And I can't tell you how glad I was that I did. Down on the tree line there was a shadow, human in shape, except it wasn't human. The hair on my arm stood up, and I instantly got a headache and felt nauseous. It was running, whatever it was. The run was almost put in slow motion, so it looked very similar to those old cartoon wheels when they spun slowly. There were no details, no face, no fingers, no clothes, no feet, but it stood anywhere between 7 to 9 feet, it seemed. It vanished into the deeper shadows of the woods. Instantly, I felt a menacing pressure, and eyes on me from some unknown person. I tell my friend what I just saw, and that I may be in serious trouble. I turn to my porch, which is about 8 feet away from the driver's side door, which is where I was sitting, and there was that thing, standing directly between my porch and myself. I hear a noise down from the gravel road by the woods, and I turn to see a car coming up, and I remember very distinctly saying, "Please stay on the line, Corey. I'm making a run for it while this car passes." I ran faster than I had run in my life. I managed to get inside and I slept with the lights on that night. What a great story. I told you it was intense, didn't I? And thank you, Brickachu, for that spine tingler. Speaking of shadow people, have you ever had any shadow people experiences? Do you know what they are and what they do? If you do know, please share with us your experiences here, or send through your stories directly to me. This is a safe place to tell your stories and share them with the world. And remember, you can always get hold of me on Twitter, my Facebook group, just by searching my name, it'll pop up, trust me, or ask me questions on my YouTube channel. I'm here to listen and share your stories. So, Tale Tellers, thank you for listening, stay creepy, and till next time.